Let's continue with Dan Lloyd from Chassel now in our Keweenaw and Houghton County Inland Lake Report. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, let's switch over and talk about the big lake by you there, Portage Lake, and anywhere else that you want to hit up too. Things have slowed down there as well?
Yeah, I mean, it slowed down. You know, we've had such a turn of weather up and down, up and down, up and down that, you know, the water temperature's cooled off 10 degrees. And there's still fish getting caught. It's just guys have to switch and try some different methods. I mean, I've been fishing shallow, anywhere from 6 to 15 feet. I cast a lot of husky jerks, but now we're pulling spinners, catching fish.
We're talking walleyes, right?
Yeah. Okay. Catching walleyes. You know, there's lots of pike up in the shallow bays right now. The pike are still shallow. You can catch pike in 3 feet of water right now. So guys just got to change up a little bit. You know, they're not doing the greatest deep, but fishing on them edges, fish your edges right now. Like I say, anywhere from 8 to 15 feet, pulling spinners with crawlers, and you'll catch some fish.
Now, I heard that the crappie fishing in Chassel Bay itself was doing good, and then all of a sudden it shut off.
It was doing good, but, you know, you guys got to realize, you know, when that water temperature peaks up at that 65, 67 degrees, you know, things are popping real quick, and then when that water cools back off, it just slows them back down again. But that spawning and fish are tight. The bay's full of crappies right now. It's just the temperature's not right for them to slide up in them pylons, but there's fish in the bay right now.
Okay, so they're just still pre-spawn at this point, the bulk of them anyway.
They are. Okay. I mean, it's pre-spawn. We might have had a few fish spawn, but overall, them fish haven't spawned yet. I mean, the smallmouth are just now barely making beds.
Okay.
In Portage. So everything's a little behind, especially, like I said, we've had these cold fronts and cold nights, and it's just slowed everything down right now. But you can still catch fish.
Well, you kind of alluded to it. You have to be willing to change tactics because we can't always wait for the weather to turn good. I mean, you might have a day off that's not ideal. So what would you recommend? If you had to go out today and go fish for whatever, what would you go fish for, and what tactic would you use?
I tell you, I would probably fish the edges with spinners. I'd use crawler harnesses. A guy doesn't have to go over a 1 ounce bottom bouncer. You can cover that zone that I'm talking about. If you're going to fish up shallow yet, up in that 8 feet, just put you on a big split shot and just pull spinners over to where them weeds are at on them flats.
Any colors?
A lot of them fish are up there. I always like to use chartreuses, oranges mixed. You know, you can get them holograms now, bait fish. You know, I can't say there's a specific color, right, that's actually that much better than the other right now. They're just in the feeding zone. You know, they're just wanting to feed. And pulling crawlers right now, at least guy's going to catch fish. You know, you're going to get smallmouth on them too. But, you know, I just fish edges right now. I'd fish edges. There's no reason to go over, you know, 1 miles per hour. As long as your blade's spinning, look at it. That's all you're going to have to do right now.
Dan Lloyd, I appreciate the insights, and good luck to you. Hopefully with the weather change, you know, your action will pick up even more as well. So,
I appreciate it, Adam, and everybody out there, good luck fishing.
Thank you, as usual. Dan Lloyd from Chassel.
Thanks, Adam.
And this is The Outdoor Show.